Hello and welcome to Pumped, the Inside Podcast by Schwalbe. I'm your host Tobias Wogon, and I'm talking here to Schwalbe athletes from different disciplines. From downhill to cross country, or from triathlon to road race. And today I'm talking to Scotty Loughland, who just released his video series Scotty's Scotland Showcases. In this episode, we talk about the series, the idea behind, and how his life changed in the last 2 years. Hey Scotty, thanks a lot for your time to doing the podcast with us. Where are you right now?
Hey Toby, I am in Stirling in Scotland.
So autumn is showing his worst side right now. I've been riding through snow and mud yesterday. How is the weather at your place at the moment?
Well, actually, we've just had a huge storm just roll in. Lots of trail damage, trees down, and we actually had a huge power cut. Parts of Scotland were without power for, well, it's coming up for several days now, but we were out without it for about 36 hours, which was pretty crazy, especially these days. The weather, apart from that, has been pretty good, I'd say. We've had a good autumn riding season. Trails have been running well, and we've had a couple of frosts, but no snow yet, and everything's going good.
Yeah, so it looks like that Scotland has really a great year this year, because summer was, I think it was amazing, and now you have a dry autumn. Is it normal like this, or does it change?
I'm not sure, man. This year, it just feels like it was a special one. We had really good weather. It was pretty consistently warm throughout the summer. I even got a tan here, which is, it's not unheard of for Scotland. But you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people definitely diss on the weather being pretty bad here. And this year, it was superb. We had some really, really cool trails. They were dry. There was dust flicking up. It kind of felt like you were in the Alps, or, you know, even kind of that Whistler style of riding. I was looking back over some riding footage recently, actually. And yeah, we had a good summer riding. We had a really good summer of riding.
Yeah, that sounds pretty great. So Scotland is not that high. It's mostly a little bit above sea level. And how is the riding in the normal winter? Is it possible to ride your trails the whole year around, or is there snow?
I'd say we are pretty lucky in the sense that we can ride almost year round. There are a few weeks where there is snow, there could be ice, and there's just less motivation for riding really in the winter. When it's sunny and it's dry and you don't have to wash your bike, it's so easy, man. And you take that for granted entirely. But you can ride year-round if you want to wrap up, be warm. I live pretty much at sea level, and we have trails going from sea level to around 300 meters locally and go further north for higher mountains. But yeah, those trails, they're rideable pretty much year-round. The only thing that really hits is the ice. And when the ice is out, then I won't go for a bike ride.
Yeah, then it's just too dangerous or too slippery?
Yeah, I've done a few rides on the Ice Biker Pros, and that is a lot of fun. That's serious fun.
Yeah, I bet. So normally, when you're talking to people about Scotland, most people think it's raining the whole year round, and especially fall and winter can be really miserable. But what is your tip to get through the fall and the winter with the bike and still continue riding?
That is a tough question. So there's a lot of things I do. A mud guard is obviously a must, because it keeps that mud from splattering in your face. Investing in a good set of clothing, so starting with a base layer, mid layer, having a good waterproof outer layer, both pants and jacket. And then every year I'll go around and I'll change all my tires. So I'll maybe put something like a Dirty Dan up front and pair that with a Magic Mary. So it's not the most fast rolling setup, but it gives me good grip for basically any style of mountain bike trails, be it soft terrain or hard terrain. gives me the confidence basically just to ride year round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good tip. So with the Dirty Dan in front, you're going really for a proper mud tire.
Yeah, generally the trails that I ride they're not soft, but the mud can be quite hard pack in summer, and then when winter comes, it can be really hard to dig in, and you get that top layer mixed with the leaves, and it's just really slippy. The Dirty Dan it gives you that confidence that it's going to dig in, you're going to get grip, and even if you slide, you're going to find grip or traction at some point. And I just think it's a really good pairing.
Yeah.
It just works so well.
Yeah, definitely. So a few weeks ago, you brought out your video series, which I really, really like. It's called Scotty Scotland Showcase. Please explain what's behind this video series.
Well, there's a lot of motivation behind it. It kind of started as a result of the pandemic. I was previously traveling a lot, going to amazing exotic destinations. I went to Jamaica just before the pandemic hit. And all of a sudden, that changed for me. I had to take on board that I wasn't going to be able to travel. And I started exploring more and more of Scotland and realized just how much great terrain we have, how many great trails. The trail network just seems to be ever growing at the moment. And I wanted to create a series that really showcased what the riding was like. And then that became twofold. We had a little girl this summer, and I was kind of searching for a further purpose, I guess, to what I was doing rather than just creating content. I wanted it to have a purpose and underlying storyline. So I kind of built in a little bit of a sustainability message around it, how we can be better mountain bikers, what we could do for the environment. And then on top of that, the series kind of became a mini documentary as well of why these areas were special to me. They went back and brought back some really cool memories. We added in some photos. So it really became a multi-layered journey of riding within Scotland.
Mm-hmm. So of course you filmed a lot of really cool riding, but there are so many videos out there where people go on the bike and doing some good trails. And with this video series, it's a little bit different because you filmed so much more than just the riding. And when you see the video or the series, you know more about the regions. What motivates you to really spread all the information you get about these regions?
So yeah, like if we take the Perthshire one for our example, the kind of sustainability message was around supporting local businesses. And the three riding spots that we were in all are really independent local shops that make up the community there.
Mm-hmm.
And I love coffee, I love good food. It's, you know, it kind of feels like it goes hand in hand. And I wanted to share these businesses so that people could basically experience not only the amazing trails that we have here in Scotland, but also go and, you know, get a good coffee after riding, get a good cake, have a really good overall experience when they're here. And that kind of motivated me to share more than just the riding,
mm-hmm.
but also like a kind of destination showcase, if you like, so that people could come here on holiday. And it's been so cool, man. I've had messages from people wanting to plan out a full Scotland road trip next year and using the series as a basis for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is just, that's exactly what the internet is about, is being able to connect people and share those trails. And I think that the series has done exactly that. And the feedback from viewers has been incredible. So, yeah. It's been super cool.
Yeah, so that is what I really like about this series. And it's the same for me because I will visit Scotland next year, definitely, because, you know, it's one of my favorite countries. And you've ridden a lot of trails, I don't know. And is there anything, how I can find these trails? Because I know how they look, but I don't know exactly where they are.
Yeah, so the other layer that I added into it was that all the all the rides I did were recorded on Komoot. So if you watch the series, you could actually download the routes for yourself. You could go and take them on your own. And Toby, of course, any time that you're here in Scotland, give me a shout and we've got to go for a ride.
So then I have a personal guide. Yeah, that's really cool. I hope we make this happen next year. So really looking forward to it. So far, 4 episodes are published. Will there be more? And how is the response on this project?
Yeah, so there's going to be 6 episodes in total. I feel it's kind of showcasing a real wide range of the trails we have here in Scotland. You know, we started where I would probably normally just go and ride. It's about a 40-minute drive for me to get to these trails. They're hand-cut, they're natural, they're really fun. And that was in Perthshire. And then we head all the way up to the Highlands, up in Torridon, where the scenery is completely contrasting. You've got these big, rugged rocks. The landscapes are just amazing. And then we go to Le Cabre in this next episode, which is coming out, and it's all about kind of, it's like a mini Alps feel to it. You've got chairlifts, you've got gondolas, downhill riding. The scene's kind of exploding there as well. There's now beginner level trails with a blue trail that's, I think it's about 8 kilometers in total. And it's just really wanted to showcase the diversity of riding here in Scotland, from, you know, trail riding to downhill riding, and how much there is. I think it's, I'm obviously biased, but I think that it's some of the best riding in the world.
It's definitely. And it's so different. I mean, going to the West Coast, it's completely different than going to the East Coast. And going up north is so different than riding in the south in Tweed Valley. But what is your favorite region in Scotland?
At the moment, I'd have to say it's Aberdeenshire. As a destination, it's the most recent discovery, I guess, in Scotland. Mm-hmm. And it's one that is just developing, man. Like, there's more and more trails. The Trail Association are doing an amazing job there of working with landowners. The trail builders are super passionate, and it's just so good. It's kind of like a little undiscovered gem. Obviously, we've got the Tweed Valley, which you mentioned. It's had the Enduro World Series there, which we've both raced. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's well publicized. It's on the map. Everyone knows about it. But what's incredible is that people are using that kind of what's happened there with the explosion of mountain bikes in the community, and then kind of trying to use it as a trigger to develop new scenes like Aberdeenshire, Perthshire. They're all going off at the moment, and I think in the next 10 years it's going to be a really exciting place for Scottish mountain biking. Mm-hmm. I think it's only going to get bigger. There's more people in it. We're seeing bigger user numbers, and it's awesome, man. It's a really good time for the sport.
Yeah, it really, really sounds amazing, and I can't wait to come back. So in a normal year, you travel a lot through the world, and you know so many trails around the world. Will you do this series for other areas outside of the UK as well?
I'm not sure about that. I have definitely thought about it. I'd definitely like to use the series as a basis for other things. But I think that what we need to do next is probably plan a season 2, because the response has been so good on season 1 that I've got some other ideas, some places I'd like to explore further, that I'd like to document and showcase again. Just the landscapes that you get in Scotland are just, they're so varied, the terrain's so diverse, and the mountain bike trails are so good, man.
Thanks to your videos, it's quite easy to plan a trip to Scotland and find the best trails and download the trails from Komoot. But what is when you're going to other places where you don't know anyone or don't know the best trails? What are the best tips to really getting to know the best trails in the region?
Oh, that's a pretty tricky question. I guess connecting with the local community that's there. Mm-hmm. If they've got trail associations, speaking to them seems to be a good way to go about it. local bike shops are always a good starting point because the people there tend to be riders as well, and they can always point you in the direction of what it is that you might be looking for. And apart from that, I guess online research, YouTube these days, generally if you type in a destination into YouTube, someone will have done a POV or something like that. So you'll actually be able to find that trail, and then from there you can use apps like Komoot to actually find any highlights or if people have been riding there.
Mm-hmm. In the last 2 years, you haven't been able to travel as normal. How do you use your time? I mean, in the normal year, you're traveling for, 80 to 100 days. But this year, you spend the whole year or almost the whole year in Scotland. Have you discovered other things that you really liked?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I think what I've discovered this year is what we have on our doorstep and making use of it.
Mm-hmm.
Been doing more and more filming. I'm doing a project with developing mountain biking in Scotland at the moment that's building relationships within kind of business to business and trying to promote more businesses to get into the cycling market, welcome cyclists, educate them what they need to welcome those cyclists. And it's been really cool producing the series, and it's something that I've really, really enjoyed. And I think in the future would love to do more of that kind of bigger project work.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that there's so many people now on YouTube as a platform creating very similar content, and it's harder and harder to stand out. And I want to create unique pieces that people remember, can relate to, and are excited to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. So in the last 2 years, basically all our lives changed a little bit, and especially for us who traveled a lot, it was a cut, and we had to do something else. How has your life changed in the last 2 years?
So the biggest change is that we've just had a little girl. So she was born in June,
mm-hmm.
and it's been amazing. It's been so much fun spending time with her and watching her grow up, change. Like every day is a new day. Every day is a school day, as they say. Just like little things that you don't even think about that you take for granted that we can do. She's learning everything. She's taking it in. Love just going for walks with her. And I cannot wait for when we can go for like bike rides, or she can be on a ride shotgun, for example, or in a trailer. And it's just going to be a whole new sense of adventure. I think it's going to be so fun, and just excited for it, man. It totally changes your perspective of life and what you want to do.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. If there are no big restriction next year, what is on your list? What do you want to do?
What's on the list? What's on the to-do list? Do you know what? I've not really thought about it as much. I think because I've been so content with riding in Scotland that I've not thought about it.
Okay.
But I think what I probably missed the most this summer was just that like endless flow trail, like doing laps of the Whistler trails, doing stuff in A-line, like just A-line, so fun, man, where you don't have to think about it. You just ride the trail, you're floating over these lovely built jumps, and I think I missed that the most.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to do some more stuff in Canada. I'd maybe like to do some more big mountain riding stuff, explore some of the Alps, and maybe do some trails that are a bit more out there, a bit unexplored stuff. And yeah, I've got plans, but not anything too concrete at the moment. That needs to be, I think, thought a little bit more about this winter and see what we can do.
Yeah. So you have two videos coming out soon. You have a lot of stuff happening this year. Thanks a lot for your time. So we don't want to talk too long because you need to get back to work or to your little girl. And thanks for your time. And I hope we see us next year in Scotland and are able to riding together.
Yeah, man. Let's make it happen.
Definitely. Bye-bye.
Cheers, dude. Bye.